Mr. Noobs!
And welcome back to this very special edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The contestant this week is an extraordinary young man. He's only 15 years old. He comes from Tiverton in Devon. His name is Roland Galeed. We're very, very, very excited, ladies and gentlemen, because Roland has answered all of his questions correctly. This is the final question for £1 million. Roland's got all his lifelines intact. He hasn't phoned a friend. He hasn't gone 50-50 and he hasn't asked the audience. So this is the final question. Roland.
Yes.
Are you ready for the final question?
Yes.
Okay. Roland. Jack Nicholson starred in which Roman Polanski film set in the 1930s in Los Angeles? Was it A, Chinatown, B, Batman, C, Love Story, or D, The Godfather Part 2?
I don't know, mate. I can't be bothered to answer it.
Pardon?
I can't be bothered to answer it.
But, Roland, this is for £1 million.
Oh, well, it's only £1 million.
So what are you going to do?
I just want to go in Tesco's, mate.
You'd rather go down Tesco's than answer one question for £1 million?
Yeah.
I mean, do you even want to have a stab at it?
No, can't bother it.
Right, okay, well, okay, thanks, Roland. Can you get me a pint of milk down Tesco's?
I don't know.
Go on, I'll give you £1 million.
Nah, I'm right.
Ugh. Okay. Hey, where is this now?
We're in Afghanistan, mate. I've got another phone call.
Mate, I just want to go to Cully. Why are we in Afghanistan?
Because I've got a phone call for someone. They want taken somewhere.
Who is it?
I don't know. Don't say his name.
Eskimos, do you know what's going on?
No.
But these wanted dropping off at the frozen lake. That was like a year and a half ago.
Well, there's a dried up lake up here.
Oh, that's no good to them. They're Eskimos. They need fish, didn't you?
Yeah.
Look at them, they're boiling. We're in Afghanistan.
I'm telling them to take your coat off.
Eskimo lady, do you want to take your coat off?
We can't.
They can't take them off. Why not?
Because we ain't got no clothes on.
Oh, they ain't got any clothes on underneath. They can't take their Eskimo clothes off.
Then they ain't taking them off on here.
Oh, mate. We still got the hillbillies in the back. You're right, hillbillies.
Yeah, fine.
What are you eating? It really smells.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum?
Hey, there's no chewing gum in the cab.
Oh, for God's sake. Look, mate, I think you're the last one to lay the rules down, seeing as you've taken everyone about 3,000 miles out of their way.
Doesn't matter. It's my cab. I can do whatever I want.
So, right. Okay, hillbilly, sorry about this, mate. You're going to have to bung your gum out.
No, don't bung out. Give it to me.
Oh. Right, Sylvester Stallone, you alright?
Lady, what the
fuck? Alright, Sylvester Stallone.
Shut up! There's no shouting in the flipping taxi.
So who are we picking up? Some weird scientist or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. He sounds a bit monkeyish.
Works for the American military, I heard.
I don't know.
Oh, hang on, mate. Pull over. There's some bloke waving at us in a black suit and dark glasses.
Alright.
Morning, sir. My name is Special Agent Stevenson. I'm from the CIA.
Nice to meet you, mate.
I got some cargo for you, sir. An extremely important scientist, Dr. Monkeyface. He is a conjoined twin with two heads. With him is his assistant, Monkey Man.
Alright.
Okay. This is Dr. Monkeyface.
We are Dr. Monkeyface.
So they even speak at the same time.
We want to give the world one big monkey face.
God, it's starting to freak me out.
It's weird, isn't it?
I'm going to pull off right now.
What do you make of it, Sylvester Stallone?
Monkey face! Tarzan one monkey face!
Hey, they've got a real monkey in the car.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the final of MasterChef, and it really has been a nail-biter, hasn't it, John?
Oh, absolutely, yes. The last meal was, well,
Beyond words.
I mean, young Frankie's going to have to work very hard to beat that. But of course, those of you who've been following the series know that young Frankie is a very special cook. This guy is he's only 16 years old. He's from Tiverton down in Devon. Frankie Lampard, he's called. Not that Frankie Lampard, of course. Famous names.
I mean, I have to say, you don't just eat his food, you experience it.
And the thing that Frankie brings, similar to his great namesake, Frank Lampard, on the football pitches, is the passion. He brings 100%. He creates chances. He really treats cooking as a passionate, all-in sport that he just gives everything to. So we're very excited to know what he's going to do for the final.
Well, let's hope he scores a goal.
Let's hope he does, John. Let's hope he does. Okay, now, we just need to remind the folks listening at home that the prize, of course, is a fantastic three-week holiday in Las Vegas, all paid for. After that, there's going to be an apprenticeship at a top restaurant in London for a year, with the possibility of a job afterwards with Gordon Ramsay. So this really is a great prize and really worth going for. So let's go and talk to Frankie John, see what menu he's cooking up for the final.
Absolutely. Frankie.
How you doing, Frankie?
I'm all right.
So what are you going to cook up for the final, mate? What's going to be your starter, your main and your dessert?
Well, I'll just think about cooking super noodles.
Super noodles?
Yeah.
And you're going to put a modern twist on that, so you're going to put something else like duck or orange or something with them, right? Or
no, just noodles and water.
Will there be tired ones?
No, just stick them in the microwave.
Are you going to drizzle it in a jus?
No.
Well, serve it up in a ceramic ramekin, perhaps?
No, I can't be bothered.
So for the final of MasterChef, sorry, Frankie, maybe I've misunderstood. It sounds like you're just going to put some noodles in water and put them in the microwave and serve that up.
Yeah.
Right. And what will you be cooking for pudding? Will that be super noodles too?
No, I'm not going to cook anything, just noodles.
So you're not going to do a starter, you're not going to do a dessert, and for your main, you're just going to microwave some noodles.
Yeah.
But Frankie, you've done so well in the competition this far. Why have you just given up?
Just can't be bothered.
Right, what flavour noodles will you be cooking?
Barbecue,
great. Okay, well, okay, bit of a curveball there from young Frankie. Yeah. So, maybe we'll go to an advert break.
I think so, yes.
I didn't see that coming, did you?
Absolutely not, but the noodles are really nice.
Ah, Frankie, do us a bowl of their noodles, mate. They look great.
Yeah. Could I have sweet and sour, please?
You can cook them yourself, man.
Oh, fair enough. Right, so we've got to do Mexico now.
Yeah, we're already there, mate.
Well, I suppose the Eskimos are up for it, aren't they? You alright, Eskimos?
Yeah.
What do you want to do then? Do you want to go to Mexico City or what?
I was thinking more about going to the beach, but...
Alright, yeah, let's head for the beach. Oh, hang on, here's a couple of Mexicans here. Should we pick them up?
Don't know, they look a bit iffy.
Yeah, but then at least we'd have some tour guides.
Yeah, I suppose.
Sat enough doesn't seem to be working.
Alright, where are you lot going?
We're going to go everywhere we like, man! Arriba! We're going to go everywhere we like, man! And you ain't going to stop it! Don't try to push me around and cut your face, man!
He's going to cut my face?
I think so, yeah, that's what they said.
I see we go quickly.
Yeah? Alright.
Hey, man! Don't you run away from us, man! You try to run away like a child, man!
Arriba!
Ah! Arriba! Ay, 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 ay! I'm the big horse of Dilla Water! I'm going to kill you, man! I'm
gonna
kill everybody in the world, man!
Quick, put your seatbelts on, we're off.
Right, go. Eskimos, seatbelt up.
I think I might have not talking monkey man.
Talking monkey face, Jesus Christ.
Monkey face!
All right, face. Sylvester Stallone.
Welcome to The Apprentice. Once again, we find ourselves in the boardroom where Barry and Steve have been called in to face Sir Alan about the results of last week's task.
Right, so let's get it straight, right? You two were given a task to go down to Billingsgate Fish Market and sell fish. You ain't done it. You ain't done nothing. Do you know what I mean? Coming in here, giving it all that, wearing your nice bit of schmutter, thinking I'm going to let you get away with it. Explain yourselves. What did you do?
Nothing.
Bothered, yeah. Nothing.
You what?
Do nothing.
You did nothing?
No.
No, I couldn't be bothered.
You mean you couldn't be bothered?
Well, we made some mad cup of tea, that's about it.
Listen, mate, I couldn't be bothered to be lead bugler in the Stamford Hill Jewish Boys Brigade, but I still done it, and that is why I ended up running Hampstead and holding in Tottenham. Now, what have you got to say for yourself?
That's you, innit?
Yeah, just couldn't be bothered.
What, you mean you couldn't be bothered to do the task? Why not?
Because boring.
Right. Margaret, come here a minute. You're out on this task for these boys. What did they do? Did they do anything?
No, nothing.
And what, they just said they couldn't be bothered?
Yeah, pretty much.
And they did that in front of the public?
Yeah.
And using our name, they stood there saying they couldn't be bothered?
Yeah.
Darling, if I may interject.
Yeah, you tell me, just see when you shed some light on this.
Well, I was actually watching them with Margaret, and when I saw them, they had just left the wet fish in the sun to rot, and they were sat smoking rollies, repeatedly saying, I can't be bothered to do this.
Right, you two, do you know what gemütlicher means?
Nah.
Right, what it means basically is I like your style. You've come along, right? I've asked you to do something. You've turned around. You've told me you can't be bothered. You've told me to get stuffed. I like it. You're going out on your own. You're showing entrepreneurial spirit. You're giving it all that. You're giving it large, but you're backing it up. You two have got jobs. Margaret, Jeff, you two, you're fired. Now get out. Where is this, mate? It's freezing.
Well, I think we're in Soviet Russia somewhere.
What are we doing in Russia?
I don't know, it was kind of got a bit too hot in Afghanistan and Mexico, so I thought we'd go down and have a nice bit of snow.
Mate, this is nowhere near colour, you do realise that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you said you was going to take a scenic route, but I wasn't expecting this. Hmm. We left in 2007.
What was it now?
2010.
Ah.
I haven't seen my kids for 3 years, they've forgotten who I am.
I'm surprised the car's too long, so I didn't even stop for petrol.
I know. How you doing, Eskimos?
Alright, fine.
I suppose you like a cold in Russia, no?
Yeah.
Maybe we could stop for some fishing for the Eskimos.
No, there's a fish market down there, get him some there.
Alright, Eskimo lady.
Yeah?
There's a fish market down the road if you want to grab some fish for you and your husband.
Okay.
Mate, are you hitting on the Eskimo lady?
No, of course I'm not. Her husband's in the back. They're well nice, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're right.
Really friendly, aren't they?
I swear you fancy her.
Yeah, she's well nice. I don't know, I just feel a bit weird about it. You know, we've been in the car for 3 years, and I just don't think they're getting on that well. They don't seem to talk that much.
Yo, Eskimo man.
Yeah?
My mate in the front fancies your wife.
Don't tell him that. I don't, mate. He's just saying that. He's just trying to make trouble.
Yeah, you best not do.
No, I don't, honest.
You say that for?
Because it's funny.
Oh, you're terrible, you. You right in the back, Sylvester Stallone, Tarzan?
Adrian.
Oh, God, he's going on about Adrian again. How's Mickey? Yeah, to the body. Hang on a minute. Ooh, who's that in the road? There's two blokes waving us down. We better pull over. They might be police or something.
I don't like the look of them. They've got guns.
They have got guns. Quick, best pull over.
Hmm.
Hello.
How do you do?
We would like taxi, please.
How about jog on?
How about do we shoot you in face and then...
We blow you up with a big bomb.
How's that sound to you, friend?
I've got vodka.
Like vodka?
We like vodka very much. What do you want to make? You want to give us taxi or give us vodka?
Neither. Stallone, deal with these flipping Muppets.
You think Hollywood movie star can deal with the Russian Mafia? Tell him, my friend.
The Russian Mafia will kick butt.
Easy times.
You don't know Stallone, do you?
No, we do not know this Stallone. Looks like American capitalist soft pig.
Drago! Drago! Apollo! No!
You better look after yourselves now, mate.
Okay, we give up.
Oh, my feet hurt.
Oh, my face is hurting.
Yeah, now shoot us.
Okay, you go on your ways. We have been vanquished by American movie star.
I feel like such a baloney.
Yes.
Who feels like going home now then?
Yay!
But first I want McDonald's.
Alright, let's stop at Mackie D's. Get a fish burger for the Eskimos.
Alright. Yes.
That was a very good idea of yours to put on the bulletproof vests.
Oh no, I am, of course, the smart one.
You certainly are. I think your Colonel McGinty thought he had the drop on us, but no.
Yeah, and you said stab proof vests.
Yes, I suppose. It was after we faced those hoodies in the Crimea we started wearing these, wasn't it?
Yes.
What do you think we should do?
I say we should go to the mayor, but we'll have to take care of that menacing butler.
Yes. Luckily, the mayor will now think we're dead, so we can sneak up to his house without suspicion.
Yes.
Come along. Here we are. Oh, they're in the parlour. Let's listen at the window, see what they're talking about.
I tell you what, Mayor, this plan of yours is absolutely brilliant. So we're going to be as rich as pigs in a load of gold. All this Dave, evil Dave army malarkey.
As long as they Daves do as they're told, we should be able to go all around the world and take it over.
Oh, what are we going to do when we own the world then?
We're just going to take over every shop and make our own little world together, peaceful with Daves.
Ah, that's right, a world full of Daves. Who'd have thought it, eh?
Yeah, us too, making a world full of Daves.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. What a disgusting plan. Why, they want to depose Queen Victoria and Mr. Gladstone and fill the world with Daves? How dare they?
One Dave is enough, but whole city... Oh.
That's not what we've got boys fighting in the Zulu Wars for.
Right, let's knock on the door.
Yes, let's do it.
Hello?
Hello, do you remember us?
Yes. Would you like to speak to the mayor?
Very much.
Well, I'm afraid he's away on business at the moment. He's in the continent, I believe, the Belgian Congo, checking on his rubber plantation, so he won't be able to speak to you.
Don't try and give me that nonsense.
You tell him, hound. We heard you talking at the window, you blackguards. Think you're going to depose Queen Victoria and Mr. Gladstone so you can take the world over with Daves?
Mayor Dave! Mayor Dave, you've got us! The plan's up, mate!
Better run! I'm off, bye!
Russell, bite his curt poor hand.
Yes, I will do. Ah, come here, butler! Have this in your poor hand!
You keep him distracted and I'll run away on my little bike!
Quickly, hound! I'll keep the butler tied up! You get after the mayor! He's on a flying machine made out of a penny farthing!
Don't worry, he's just fell off.
Come here, butler! Yes!
You won't take me alive, not with my bad West Country accent!
I'll just shoot him.
Please do! He's got me by the throat with his one huge paw!
I'll teach you good to make fun of!
No! Dave! I need you, buddy! Stay alive! Please, stay alive!
Mayor, you've got nowhere to run.
I can run as much as I like! You ain't gonna catch me!
What's this? An army of Daves over the hill! They're heading for the mayor!
Attack them, Daves! Attack them!
Dave!
Turning round!
Dave!
Turning
Dave!
On the mayor!
Dave!
No, Dave! Oh, wait! No!
God, killed by his own Daves.
It seems to me that that butler was more controlling the Daves than he was.
Perhaps so. I suppose we'll never know the true story of the Daves hound. The bear has taken it to his grave. Once a fine man, corrupted by power and influence, often the way.
I tell you what, Russell,
yes.
You're getting more intelligent by the second.
Oh, thank you. I think I'm picking it up of you, hound. Well, shall we hot foot back to London?
Yes, I hear there's a kev on every corner up there.
Oh, yes. Let's see if we can find a kev. And if we hurry, we'll make the 4:14 to Charing Cross, and we can enjoy the violin concerto at the concert hall, and then tea and cakes at the Lion's House.
I say, that is a ravishingly good idea.
But this time, let's not get a cab.
Liam Luxon.
Sharon Twigman.
My name's Don Watkin.
Tom Fleming.
Jack Wackos Bard.
Lennox North. Lake Jake.
Joe's Hasquith.
Amy George.
Charlotte O'Brien.
Dylan Banner.
Carl Williams.
Tony. Good Butcher.
Able for Water Production in association with the Ivy Project.